Distorted View Daily proudly presents Masturbation 101.
Your little body's changing. It's all good, believe me. Problem now is, every time we jerk the gherkin, we end up with a lot of unwanted sticky white stuff everywhere, right? Right. So, first order of business. No more socks. They're expensive, gumming up the works, plumbing-wise. Now you might be thinking to yourself, but Uncle Andy, what do I do with all that pearl jam if I can't spew it into Mr. Sock? Glad you asked. You can have a lovely time tugging the tiger in the shower each morning. That eliminates the need for a goo glove. But the day is long, masturbation's fun, so unless we want to take 4 or 5 showers every day, we're going to need some other options here. So let's start with the basics. Tissues, perfectly acceptable backstop for all that creamy Italian. It can be rough and dry on such soft, sensitive skin, not to mention it can stick to your dickhead like a fucking Band-Aid. Ouch. From there, we move on to more lubricated flat catchers, specifically bananas. Step 1, peel the banana. Step 2, slip the peel over your Randy Johnson. Start pitching. Now, for extra credit, warm up the peel in the microwave. Not too hot. Serious yowza. Also, olive oil, moisturizer, honey, spit, butter, hair conditioner, and Vaseline can all be used for lube. In my opinion, the best lube is lube. So save your allowance. Invest in some soon.
It's Thursday, June 5th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, angry old people and rifles, a dangerous combination. Plus, furniture-based penises, and an elderly gotard has been sexually assaulted. It's a miracle. Praise Jesus. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Oh boy, do we have a great show for you today.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm sure you all remember Mr. McGregor. How could you not? He rubbed paint on our naked bodies and then took pictures. That was just one short vignette from a video produced by the Boy Scouts. It's called A Time to Tell. And Jeff emailed me today to let me know that the rest of the video has been posted on YouTube. Oh, there's all sorts of creepy pedophilia and molestation action. Let's get into it. No time to waste, my friends. The first clip I have for you is great because it's a little bit different than all the other old man, tiny child sex scenarios we've played before. And most of them, the old guys are, like, nice about it. Like, oh, yeah, come on, just touch my penis. Look at it. It's smiling at you. It's winking. Why don't you pet it? But in this one, the old guy's kind of an asshole. It's hard to root for the molester when he's a dick. But, of course, at first, he seems very nice.
Hey, Brad, can you give me some help here?
What's wrong?
Well, that darn cat climbed up in the tree and he won't come down. You think you can give me a hand?
Sure.
That darn cat. This was produced in 1989, not the fucking 50s. All right, of course the kid helps the guy get the cat out of the tree, and...
Thanks a lot, Brad. Hey, come on in the house. I want to give you a little reward.
Of course, the reward. As if some old man's wrinkly cock is a gift anyone would want. Say, Brad, I thought I remembered hearing that you like to look at stinky uncircumcised cock and sagging raisin-like balls. Was that you, or am I thinking of someone else? Have I got a treat for you? All right, let's continue on here.
When I went inside, my reward was to see my neighbor take down his pants and show me his penis.
Well, what the hell did you expect? All you did was grab a cat from a tree. What, do you want a cash reward? No, you get the standard reward of an old man's penis.
He wanted me to touch him there. I remembered how scared I was. I started to cry.
Pussy.
Stop crying. Cut it out.
Ooh, Mr. Johnson's demeanor has quickly changed.
Stop crying. Cut it out. Here. Have a cookie.
He just throws it on the plate.
Here. Yeah. Have a cookie.
By the way, isn't that sound effect the Law and Order sting?
Here. Have a cookie.
I think it is. All right, back to the sexual abuse.
Now, don't tell anybody what happened, Brad, okay? Because if you tell, no one is going to believe you. They'll just think you're a nasty little liar with a dirty mind. No one is going to believe you. Now, I'm a grown-up. They'll believe me. You hear me, Brad? You hear me?
No. Could you say it a bit louder? And by the way, could you buckle your fucking pants up? I already told you I'm not going to touch your dick.
You hear me, Brad? You hear me? They know me, and they'll just get mad at you. They'll know it was your fault.
You hear me, Brad? You hear me? Listen to me! Brad! Do you hear me? Huh? Do you hear me?
You hear me, Brad? You hear me?
Okay. So that's the creepy, angry neighbor. We've got another scenario here. This is, oh no, the stepfather.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Just us guys batching it up while your mother's away on a business trip.
Batching it up. You gonna get raped. Batching it up? What has that ever been a popular term? All right.
You hear me, Brad? You hear me?
Sorry, Mr. Johnson.
I think we've really been getting to know each other lately.
It's been fun. My dad and I used to do a lot of stuff together before he died.
Oh, he's the perfect victim. He's young, his daddy died, and someone's gotta fill the void. That sweet, delicious, puckered void. Okay, you guys do know I'm talking about his anus, right? Okay, just making sure. All right.
Well, you've really had to be a man since he's been gone. And I think you deserve the little surprise I have for you at halftime.
A surprise, a reward, it's a gift, it's all cock. It's always cock! If I was a child, I would dread my birthday or Christmas. I don't want any presents! No gifts! Just keep your crotch away from me, you pervert. All right, and so I guess the time comes when Gary is surprised with his gift.
I rented this videotape.
Oh.
It'll show you everything you wanted to know. We can watch it together so I can answer your questions. How's that?
Sounds okay, I guess.
Pop in that porno, Pops. Come on. Oh.
Gosh, look at that.
Looks like fun, doesn't it?
That's called a Cleveland steamer, Gary.
Well, if your mom gone, I know how it makes me feel. We better not tell your mom about this videotape. She would not understand.
Okay.
Gary's fixated on the tits.
What do you think about that? If your mom were here, she'd have me rubbing her back. Would you like me to do it for you?
I guess it would be okay.
I'm sorry, Gary. That was the wrong answer.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
virginity.
Gary,
goofball. I'm going to ask that you, if you're standing right now, please sit down. If you're on the road driving to or from work, pull over to the side. Give your full attention to the greatest moment in acting ever.
Doesn't that feel good?
It feels good, but...
Hey! Stop! No! Why are you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
That's sick! And I trusted you!
Yes! It's time for a Distorted View contest. Would you like to win a DV t-shirt? Just act like you want to win one. Okay, thank you. All you have to do is recreate this dramatic moment between Gary and his stepfather. I will play the stepfather. Feel free to isolate this audio and add yourself being Gary. Ready? Doesn't it feel good? All right, and then my second part. Gary, I'm sorry, I just thought you wanted to feel really good. There, now all you have to do is record yourself being Gary, and then insert those lines that I just read as the stepfather. Send it to me, and then I'll pick a winner. And of course I'll play it on the show. So again, the lines that you have to learn are...
Feels good, but...
Hey! Stop! No! Why are you doing this?
And then, of course, the very powerful...
That's sick! And I trusted you!
That fine child actor is now working part-time at a fashion bug in Duluth.
Where is the display for the Comfort Fit panties? I'm trying to restock. Huh? I thought you said we needed to restock all the panties. You lied to me! And I trusted you!
He still got it. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got a new song from our girl, Tina. This time, what I love about this one is, you know, up until this point, she's really been singing a lot of her favorite songs from Backstreet Boys or Nelly Furtado or whatever. This time, she actually composes her own song. Yes, she wrote this herself. It's a song called Missouri. Take a listen.
I'm going to sing a song called Missouri, which I've wrote, "There is a state which I live in, which is called Missouri. It is called Missouri. Missouri is where I live. God has made this wonderful state. Oh, Missouri is where I live.
I think she needs more reverb.
Missouri is a wonderful state. I live in Missouri. God has made this wonderful state. He has made everything. He has fulfilled my life."
Oh, and I would not play this, but she is entirely serious. She thinks this sounds great. Believe it or not, someone has created a Missouri remix. Take a listen.
I'm going to sing a song called Missouri, which I...
Pretty bad still, but a bit of an improvement, I guess. So there you go. New music from Tina and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yesterday we did an extended show for you. Tomorrow we're going to have two shows for you Sideshow Freaks. One episode will be for everyone, including the non-paying members, and one will be a special weekend program for you freaks. So if you're not a member, sign up now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the show. Again, it is only $5. You get extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, plus more like ringtones and all sorts of stupidity. Again, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have for you today, it's a short one. It comes from the UK, and it involves the physically disabled. My favorite. A woman in a mobility scooter was sexually assaulted by a man who stopped to talk to her. Yeah, at the beginning she didn't really want it, but by the time she came, she screamed,
"Now I'm free to see the world."
Kind of an odd thing to scream, I guess. She was riding along in Sharford Road on Wednesday afternoon when the man in his late 50s or early 60s started talking to her. When she made an excuse to leave, he kissed her and indecently assaulted her before walking away. I hate these news stories that don't go into vivid detail about how the guy sexually assaulted her. I'm curious. Did he just wave his pickle in front of her face? Or did he just try to, like, slip his hand underneath her dress or something? Honestly, the only reason I'm reading the story to begin with is to use the hover-round sound. The white, gray-haired man called himself Mick, said Western Mercia Police, who have appealed for information. Sergeant Steve Tristam of the police said, quote, "We are appealing for any other women who may have been approached by this man but not reported it, as well as witnesses or anyone else with information. Police patrols in the area have been increased, and house-to-house inquiries are being conducted." I often wonder how people in wheelchairs have sex, and that's one of the things I'm really afraid of. I'm afraid that I'm going to break my back and become paralyzed, and then I'm going to be shit out of luck. I really think lesbians have it made. Lesbians are the best group of people to have their backs broken. Because if they're paralyzed or something, and they can't walk, they could just use their motorized wheelchairs, get a double-sided dong, and just, you know, wheel towards each other. And then back up. There. It's like having sex. These are the things that keep me up at night. Alright, second story we have for you today. It's another short one. It comes from New York. Suburban New York students who decided to play a prank by removing thousands of desks and chairs from classrooms had their tables turned when someone arranged the furniture to look like a cock. First of all, I don't agree with calling the initial prank where they just took all the desks and stuff outside a prank. I don't think that's right because the principal authorized it. What they did was they took the desks and they, you know, wrote out 2008, you know, in desks or whatever. It's not a prank. If all the students pulled down their pants and dropped a deuce on the desks, then yes, that would be a prank. asking the principal for permission. No, that's not a prank. About 100 students in the annual Senior Prank Tuesday night lined up the furniture in the shape of a giant 2008 on a field behind the school. But another group later used it to fashion a penis, which other students and teachers found the next morning. See, that's funny. That is a prank. 17-year-old senior Aaron Cummings says it was upsetting. Oh, no. She was destroyed to see the cock. Yeah, she says it was upsetting to see her classmates' hard work turned into a huge penis, even though many other students thought it was hilarious. Fucking wet blanket. I'm sure Erin and her glee club friends worked hard and all, but come on, lighten up. Principal Daniel Nicholson said he authorized the 2008 shape. He and police say the penis shape was just another prank, so they're not investigating. There you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Ohio, Barberton, actually. As high school students waited at bus stops on Tuesday morning, police began receiving 911 calls. The reports were nearly all the same. An older woman was pointing a rifle at pedestrians as she drove, threatening to kill them. See, I've been saying it all along. We have got to euthanize the elderly before they start getting aggressive. It's happening. You know, it's funny to make fun of old people being crotchety, but when they discover weapons and ammunition and shit, then we got a problem. A lot of you people have said, Tim, you're being crazy. Old people are adorable, they're loving creatures, and besides, how much harm can they do with a musket? Their trusty Revolutionary War weaponry. And up until this point, they really haven't been too physically violent. Sure, they may shake their rake at you and scream, "Get off my lawn," but that's about it. Now they're fucking shooting rifles at kids. What's next? Granny's sporting a 9mm? We've got to stop this. Barberton and New Franklin police charged Sheila Elkinsey, 61, with a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon. Really wasn't concealed, she was waving it and pointing at children. She's also been charged with two counts of aggravated menacing. High school students waiting for the bus at 5th Street and Robinson told police Kenzie pointed a gun out the car window screaming, "They're going to kill me, so I might as well kill them." Good point. Police received several 911 calls from a business when Kinsey pulled into its lot and got out of her car holding the rifle. She reportedly threatened to kill one of the witnesses. Police stopped Kinsey as she was driving out of the lot. They confiscated the rifle and a handgun found during the search of her home. Barberton police said Kinsey was obviously confused and seemed unaware of the seriousness of her action. See what happens when these old people go senile? They get violent, and then afterwards they don't even remember what they did.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Oh, forgetting where your car is at is just the beginning. How did I get this gun in my hand, and why do I have $30,000 in 20s? And why am I by the bank, and why are people screaming, and why do I hear police sirens? I just want to go home and watch my stories.
Now I'm free to see the world.
That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaking diggies.
Oh, Christ on a bike, Timmy. It's Jay here from Pennsylvania. Listen, women are always right, I guess, because yesterday that girl Jessica said PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2 games are compatible with PlayStation 3. The 40 gig model, they're not, but the other models, they are, so...
Well, I have the 40-gig model because that's the only one you can fucking find anywhere.
If you bought the 40-gig one, I guess you're screwed.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you could play your violent games with the PS3 and...
I'm hoping they'll do some sort of software emulation or something at some point. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. This is John Denver, Sideshow member here. I was giving you a call on the 5:30 show, and you had the Learn How to Speak English. I actually want to... You put a link up to that so I can listen to the whole thing so I can learn how to speak Japanese or the other way. Anyway, give me a call back. Not gonna call back. God, I'm retarded. Late.
Oh, if I had my train wreck sound effect ready. Be all over you, mister.
I'm from California. I have listening to your show from the 4th. Oh my God, I have never laughed harder in my entire life with that additional Sideshow content. Old Negro Tim Hansen with his TNB. That was the funniest thing.
I've gotta watch out for that TNB.
Fucking Distorted View show. And if you're not a Sideshow member, listeners, you're fucking up right now, and you're failing at the internet, and you need to go sign up because that is completely worth a membership fee.
Thank you. Yes, you'll learn what TNB stands for. You'll even hear an example of TNB from a redneck.
Jagoo, Tim, this is Aranya again from Puerto Rico. I finished listening to Wednesday's show, and I think I have a clue as to why Fred Schneider's on The Daily Show. The B-52s have come out with a new album.
It's called Funplex, right?
Brian last week. And I just remember seeing that, and I remember, I want to play video games, the one that you did like a couple of weeks ago. But I think you should check it out. I think it's on sale on iTunes. Got some really nice.
By the way, because you know I'm in love with Living Lohan and the Denise Richards show, as I mentioned yesterday. Fucking bitches, all of them. Oh, her ugly trout lips, droopy trout lips. I guess they're calling their summer, whatever, Funplex or something. They play the Funplex sound or song.
Come on, Tim. Best of shows, be realistic. They're punishment shows for those of us that are not paying you anymore.
That is so true. They are not best of shows. They are punishment for people who won't fork over the
$5. Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Very good.
First of all, I'd like to tell all the douchebags that try to play music on the voicemail line, unless you have a high-tech way to do it so it sounds good, no one cares. It's not funny. We can't hear it. Knock it the fuck off.
That a girl. She does have a point there. I mean, you can hold the phone up to a speaker, but you got to make sure the speaker's loud enough. You know what I mean? Because, I don't know.
This is Jacob.
Like.
Just got done with the Thursday show. Got a thing for your campaign, Tim Henson 08. You gonna get raped.
a good one. And then a phone number to call. Very good.
Hey, Tim. Underage listener here. For any of those fucktards who still don't know what Jagoo means, you can actually look on the Distorted View Wikipedia page. It's right there.
Oh.
Keep up the great work, Tim.
Yes, I forgot. We do have a great... I don't know who's updating the Wikipedia page, but there's lots of great information. If you're a new listener to the show and you want to learn a little bit more about Distorted View, just go to Wikipedia, type in Distorted View, and there's all sorts of information up there.
Jagoo!
Hello, Mr. Tim Henson. Just want to call and say that your podcast makes me feel fucking old. That grown-up people of civilized podcasts such as yours, such as the Distorted View Super Freak Sideshow, which is just $5 a month and the best deal ever. By the way, but the fact that you use shit from my childhood, such as The One to Grow On, makes me feel fucking old.
I know.
And by the way, check out the Quest Doritos. They're fucking Mountain Dew flavored. They're fucking awesome.
Are they Mountain Dew flavored? I did try the Quest Doritos. You know what I thought they tasted like? I thought they tasted like a mixture of ranch and that lime. You know, like when the lime flavoring they use for some tortilla chips and shit? Speaking of Mountain Dew, I did get a chance to try all three of the Dumocracy flavors that they got going on. And two of them I really like. The strawberry one and... The raspberry one is good, too. The Voltage. The only one that I don't like is the Revolution, the wild berry flavor. That's gross, but I enjoy. Oh, and other big soda news. Jones Soda really owes me a thanks or something, because do you guys remember? A while ago, I said Jones should be selling their Pure Cane Cola in stores. And lo and behold, they started selling them a while ago, and I just picked up another 8-pack or whatever of them. They're great. You really should try the Jones Pure Cane Cola made with pure cane sugar. Yes, for new listeners, I am a huge soda nerd. It's one of the weird things about me. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim. This is a no longer underage listener from Wisconsin. I was just recently watching a video on my iPod from the Onion Radio News, the Onion Video News, and they were talking about a new product called the Feedback.
Oh! Don't get me started. I just saw that today, and it pissed me off. They totally ripped off my Kankles idea. Not the food bag part, but then at the end they introduced the family-style trough. Oh, that has Kankles written all over it. You expect a letter from my lawyer. I guess just let him explain it.
They were talking about a new product called the Feed Bag at a bunch of new fast food restaurants. Plays directly to your idea of a new restaurant. They're also talking about feed troughs,
yes!
For dine-in customers, so they're definitely ripping you off on your idea.
I know.
That's all I got. Thanks. Bye.
All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-God. Is it, oh God?
That's sick! And I trusted you!
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I'll have a loose ass, and what happens is I end up getting shit stains on my underwear because the food gets pushed out because my stomach's so full.